The last three of the 48 ways have been teaching about wisdom gained through relationships with your teacher, your friend, your students. But there is another crucial relationship that is a source for wisdom, your relationship with your mind. Today's 48 way, number 13, is Bishuv. Literally, it means with sitting. Its subject is to be slow and deliberate in probing the wisdom we all have in the recesses of our mind. Our mind is an incredible tool, the greatest computer in the world. In our mother's womb, our mind is programmed with all Torah, everything we need to know about living. But when we are born, the Talmud tells us, we forget it all and have to work on recapturing that knowledge. Through our education and experiences, we get in touch with some of that wisdom. Once we're in touch with it, we can use it in living. To use it in living, we have to be able to access it. And since the information we've acquired came over many years and through many different sources, it isn't necessarily available to us when we need it. When you hear an idea, let's say, for example, the one I am telling you now, there are a lot of questions you need to ask your mind in order to judge it and use it. You could ask yourself, have I heard this idea before, or is it new? Does my intuition tell me it's true? Does it seem to click with my previous experience? Is there anything I've learned that would contradict it? If it is true, how do I use it? We've all learned from Google that there are massive amounts of information available if you know what to search for. You can search your own Google to bring up the information that you need in order to accept, reject, analyze, and deepen your understanding of any idea that is important for living. We don't know how this process works, but if we're not techies, we don't know how Google works either. But by asking the right questions, we can learn to explore a vast data bank. The key to doing all this is the 48 way of Bishuv. Being deliberate, taking the time to think about what you learn, is the prerequisite to really understanding it and using it. This isn't as easy as it sounds. To train yourself in thinking is one of the most difficult things for human beings. Henry Ford, the famous inventor, said, "Thinking is the hardest work there is. That is why so few people engage in it." Many of us are untrained in using our minds, but like learning how to ride a bicycle or drive a shift car, with practice we can learn how to do it. So first you have to be willing to make some time. Set some time in your day to think about something that you learned. You have to have confidence that you can come up with answers, even if you make mistakes at first, like when you did when learning to drive. The rabbis say that whatever you study, learn it four times. They say that God created the process of farming to teach us about gaining wisdom, because wisdom is to the soul like food is to the body. So for learning, the first time is plowing the ground, just getting used to the subject. The second time is planting, get the information into your memory. The third time is harvesting, ask, what did I learn from this? The fourth time is eating, ask, what do I do about this? If this is too difficult to do at first, start by learning your life. Go over your day at night. What did you do? What did you learn about life from what you did that day? Don't think you are growing just because you are going through a lot of information. When you plow without planting and harvesting, the information gets lost. If it is worth the investment of your time to learn it, it is worth asking what you learn from it. The best way to develop the ability to think is to learn Talmud, the world's ultimate thinking tool. That's why Talmud study has become a fad in South Korea. But use those tools not only to learn Talmudic information, but for everything you do in life. The situations in life to use this way of Bishuv are almost endless. Here are a few. When you hear wisdom that seems important to you, take the time to think about it. Do you agree? Does it change your worldview? What should you do about it? The rabbis say in Pirkei Avot, be deliberate in making decisions. What am I going to do in the next day and why? Is it a good thing to do? Is there something else that would be better? When you're being criticized, take time to think about it instead of just reacting. When you are having an argument at your work or with your spouse, think out what the other person is saying instead of hurrying to give an answer. Every human being has moments of clarity. When you understand something, for instance during Yom Kippur, don't just go on. You'll forget it unless you take some time to think about it. The most important thing to be deliberate in is, what am I living for? And that isn't easy. In Path of the Just, Rav Moshe Chaim Lozato says that this is the number one goal of the Yetzer Hara, to keep you from thinking. He says that the Yetzer Hara realizes that if people will spend only a few minutes thinking about their goals in life and comparing it to how they are living, they would start to change. Better to keep them busy with work and entertainment. So set a few minutes every day to ask yourself, what are your goals in life? Does what happened that day change anything? And if not every day, then do it once a week, or at least once a month. The deepest use of Bishuv comes from realizing that the source of all wisdom is the Almighty. When you are thinking out something you learned, or a problem you have, You are first connecting with all the information you've connected to in your life from education or experience. But there's much more information in the computer, everything you were taught in your mother's womb about living. If you make the effort to understand, the Almighty can connect you with that information and you can come up with new insights that you never learned about. That is why Thomas Edison, the famous inventor, said genius is 99% perspiration and 1% inspiration. But the Jewish people knew that long before. Rebbe Elazar ben Arach, the most creative of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's students, was described by him in Pirkei Avot as an ever-flowing spring of water. Just like spring water comes from a source deep in the ground, inspiration flows from the Almighty to the person who puts in the effort. The rabbis also said about understanding Torah, if someone says, I tried, but I didn't find the answer, don't believe him. If you make the effort to use your mind to understand, the Almighty will send you the answer.